Thank you, Jesus, for convincing us of your dedicated and tender, unconditional love for us. Precious family, you may have noticed that I reran a couple of videos that were about condemnation. I have spoken with several heart dwellers who feel so alienated from the Lord, so guilty, so backslidden, that they just can't connect with Him no matter how hard they try. For some, it's a suffering they have offered to Jesus that others may be drawn to Him. But I want to address a rampant plague in the church right now. The bottom line is that demons of condemnation and false guilt have been unleashed on the body of Christ like clouds of grasshoppers. They land on our shoulders and constantly find ways to twist a guilt knife into our hearts when we really haven't done anything but be faithful to seek the Lord. Then they try to convince us that He doesn't love us. He has rejected us. He will never speak to us. These are all lies from hell. The Lord never, ever stops loving us and wanting to speak with us, either through rhemas or in our dreams or with symbols or that still small voice in our conscience. He is always active in our relationship with Him. But the problem is we don't always recognize that voice because of the clamor of the demons who dominate the airwaves and the constant activity and noise of the world. I have seen for several days how when I wake up, well, you already know you feel pretty groggy and shaky in the morning, and if you have pain, that compounds it. The demons take advantage of our vulnerability in the morning. This is a rule. It never fails. And they begin barraging us with lie after lie after lie to bring us down before we're hardly on our feet. They try to cause fear, worry, apathy, depression, and most of all, separation from Jesus, who they hate. But I have found that if you put on the full armor of God immediately when you wake up, you can protect yourself from these debilitating lies. They try with all their might to steal your faith and trust in the Lord. They feed you lies about not being able to live up to the task He's given you, about your weakness or sickness, making it appear hopeless. The strategy is to turn you inward and convince you that you are too weak or not capable enough to do anything, let alone work for God, who, by the way, they try to convince you that He's given up on you or found someone better. So just hang it up. Give up. Go back to the world and the status quo. Dear ones, these are lies from hell to convince you that you're good for nothing. So you have to rise up and fight these off with the Word of God, the helmet of salvation. Once it is on you, it protects you from the lies and even causes the Lord's thoughts to circulate and resound in your mind. I have seen an amazing difference since I've been putting the helmet on before I even get to my feet. The minute I recognize a thought that's perhaps negative, I immediately ask the Lord, "Please, Lord, put the helmet on me." There is a plague of depression, unbelief, and self-hatred, and all that goes with it, circulating in the body of Christ, and we must rise up and protect ourselves every day. Lord, have you got something to share? My people, whom I love with all my heart, you have been listening to lies and slander about my character. You've been told you're a hopeless loser in my eyes, and I want nothing to do with you. You've been told that your sins are so grievous that I will not fellowship with you. You've been told that your worship is in vain because you are so sinful. You've been told that I don't hear and answer your prayers. You've been told that you are not a bride and won't be taken in the rapture. When I see them feeding you these lies, I weep. I cry out, "No, no. No, these are all lies. And I try to coax you to put your dwelling music on. Let me speak my love into your heart from this music. I remind you to put the full armor on. And when I do, the demons shout out, "Oh, that's for kids. That stuff doesn't work at all. Don't waste your time." Not true. The armor works. Those are more lies. As Mother Claire has said, that helmet is your salvation. By covering yourself with that, you save your mind from the poisonous lies that suck the life and inspiration right out of you. I gave you these weapons because I knew you would need them to survive the treacherous tactics of the enemy, who has no scruples and loves to hit you below the belt and sucker punch you to the ground, leaving you conquered by fears and insecurities. This is why you must cultivate a deep relationship with me. Worship drives the enemy away, and the songs I choose to play for you build your faith up and your understanding of how precious you are to me. But none of these will work for you if you do not avail yourself of dwelling prayer and reading of Scripture, holy books, and rhemas. There are scores of ways you can hear from me every single day. It could be the melodious song of a bird at a critical moment where I'm reminding you that I am truly with you. It could be a rock on the ground shaped like a heart. It could be an exquisite flower that just bloomed in your yard. It could be a phone call from a friend. But you must be listening very carefully. And I want to mention to you, dear ones, as an aside, it's a very good practice to have your holy books with you, the different books I've suggested that you read, and to get rhemas from each of those books, because they really line up and show you what the Lord's thinking is about your situation. So don't just depend on the holy cards that you make with scriptures on them. Don't just depend on the website, but use every book you have for a rhema. They're powerful sources of wisdom, and they give you different perspectives. I've been talking to one soul who's really stuck in one place, and they were not using all the other gifts, all the other books that they had to help them break out of it. So I want to remind you, this is what I do. I have different books around. I have books in the bathroom and books in my prayer place, and the Lord will somehow touch me, oh, pick that book up. The color of the cover or something will touch me about it, and I'll pick it up and I'll get a rhema, and bang, it's just on point. So you need more than rhema cards and the website. You also need other perspectives, other holy books that you can draw from. And if you're rushing through your day, you miss the heart I made for you in your coffee when you put the creamer in. You will not receive that consolation I sent you to remind you, I love you. Yes, I'm saying I love you and I'm with you and I see your pain and I'm here. It could be my image in the bark of a tree or even an iridescent oil stain on the wet pavement. It could be a bumper sticker, one of your animals coming and licking your feet. All of these are God-sent rhemas to express my real-time concern for you in that very moment. But so many of you miss these precious love letters I scatter throughout your day. Please, when you see something precious, it is no coincidence. I sent that to comfort you. Take a photo of it or pick it up and take it home. Cherish these little tokens of my love. I give them to you to get your attention and lift your spirits. Do you suppose Satan is more powerful in discouraging you than I am in lifting you up? Don't think that way for one moment. For every ugly word his minions speak over you, I speak a blessing. You heard the criticism, but did you hear the blessing I neutralized it with? Many times I just speak one or two words into your mind that cause you to reflect on a certain scripture. I want you to pay attention to that and declare that very scripture over that word curse that just went through your mind. My spirit is constantly pouring out affirmations over you, but rarely do you hear them. Why? Because the critical remarks of the demons cause you to withdraw, cover your head and ears to the point where you feel ashamed, tuck your tail and go and hide, and you just can't face me. Do you see, children? Do you see that all day long venom is being injected into your mind unless you have protected it? I want you to be aware that the enemy never sleeps. He's always plotting his moves to bring you down. And always be on the lookout for days when you suddenly become angry. Whether it's justified or not, be aware that he's going to use you to deliver a crushing blow to a soul who is already hanging on to dear life with everything they've got. Don't give voice to that anger, but assess the situation to make sure you're not being set up to snuff out a smoldering wick. My children, my people, understand that condemnation is in the air you breathe. So prolific are the demons in these last days. There has been a significant increase in assignments to condemn. That is why your feet must be shod with the gospel of peace, rather than running to and fro, irritated, angry, disappointed, starting rumors and strife and unrest. You must be ambassadors of my peace and love. Consider yourselves the shoulder humanity has to cry on. Consider yourself the one person I have sent into this day and place that can redeem the heartache of someone around you. This is why you must have dwelling prayer every morning. This is why you must listen to uplifting scriptural music. This is why you must pray continually and keep your minds free from negativity. The fiery darts never stop, so if your mind is idle, they can more easily find a place to lodge. Continually thinking of me, praising me, thanking me, and seeing the good in others is a tremendous defense from the evil insinuations of the enemy. You know for a fact, if your peace is broken, it has been done by the enemy. If your peace is restored, it is my spirit at work within you. These words I have spoken to you today are spirit and life. If you put into practice what I am saying, your days can be joyful in any circumstance because you know you are loved, wanted, and used by me to bring light and love into the darkness that surrounds you. Please, they are not idle words. They are the counsels of life, and those who heed them will know my presence in any situation. I bless you now to remember and put them into practice. I am with you. Fear nothing. We walk as one, and my love for you is constant. When you fall, I bend over and help you up. Do not run from me. Run to me. Do not be so ashamed that you fell, that you want to run and hide. Know that I love you no matter what, and I will restore you. Waste no time in reaching out to me in every circumstance. And this brings me great, great joy, because your confidence in me is great. Your faith is great. And that brings me joy.